This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. High voltage campaigning is taking place for the remaining three phases of Lok Sabha elections after completion of polling for the first four phases. Senior leaders of various political parties are addressing multiple rallies and holding road shows in different parts of the country. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi held rallies at Koderma and Giridih in Jharkhand this evening. Mr. Modi said the NDA government has curbed Naxal violence in the country. Mr. Modi said abrogation of Article 370 in Jammu and Kashmir is biggest step taken in India's interest. The Prime Minister said his government gives top priority to working for the welfare of deprived people. On the other hand, Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi also held a public meeting at Amethi. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed a joint rally with Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav at Jhansi in Uttar Pradesh. Mr. Gandhi promised new employment opportunities to the youth if INDIA bloc is voted to power. Speaking at the rally, Samajwadi Party Chief said INDIA bloc will waive off farmers' loans if their alliance comes in power. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge also held public meetings at Chauri Chaura near Gorakhpur and in Maharaj Ganj. Filing of nominations for the seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections ended today. 57 Lok Sabha seats in 7 states and 1 union territory will be covered in this phase. Scrutiny of the nominations will take place tomorrow. Friday is the last date for withdrawal of candidature. Voting for the seventh phase will be held on the 1st of June. The counting of the votes for all seven phases of general elections will be held on the 4th of June. Several prominent candidates of different political parties filed their nomination papers today. In Chhattisgarh, 30 Maoists, 9 of them carrying a cumulative reward of 39 lakh rupees on their heads, surrendered before security forces in Bijapur district today. It is noteworthy that so far, since January this year, 180 Maoists have been arrested by security forces, while 76 have surrendered before them in the district. The centre has extended the ban imposed on the Liberation Tigers of Tamil Eelam, LTTE, for 5 more years. The Ministry of Home Affairs in its notification said the central government has taken the decision as LTTE continues to pose a threat to the sovereignty and territorial integrity of India. The ministry cited the disruptive, separatist and secessionist activities of the LTTE that are a grave threat to the security of Indian nationals as the reason for the ban. The government had declared the LTTE an unlawful association in May 2019 and banned it for 5 years. The government has asked the citizens to avoid those fake calls wherein callers threaten to disconnect their mobile numbers. Department of Telecommunications has issued an advisory urging citizens to not to take such fake calls. The department has also issued advisory about WhatsApp calls from foreign origin mobile numbers, impersonating government officials and duping the people. It also advised citizens to report such incidents at cybercrime helpline number 1930. The 77th Cannes Film Festival began today in France. The world's most popular film festival unfurled with the French comedy The Second Act, made by well-known director and musician Quentin Dupieux. 22 films will be competing for the Palme d'Or this time, while renowned actress Meryl Streep will be recognized with an honorary Palme d'Or. The second round of the India-US Dialogue on Africa is being held in Washington today. The External Affairs Ministry said the two-day India-US Dialogue aims to share ideas and perspectives and explore ways to develop institutional, technical and bilateral synergies to work together in Africa. In boxing, India's Gaurav Chahan advanced to the semi-finals of men's 92-plus kg at the Lohza Cup at Astana in Kazakhstan today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.